This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 2338. Here you go, being great at English again.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American host, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Arizona and Colorado, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. One of the most common chunks that you'll hear in English is here you go. So today you get three very different ways to use this in natural English to build connection.
If you are a band 5 or 6 student, then your study plan will look different than if you are a band 7 or 8 student. But you need to know your estimated score range to know how to prepare. Take the next step and get your estimated IELTS band score. Answer a few quick questions and get your score plus resources to push that score higher at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Hey there, Aubrey. How's it going today?
I'm great. How are you, Lindsay?
Good. Aubrey, when is the last time you took a cab? Now, do you consider cab a Lyft or an Uber or a taxi cab?
Now, that's
or
a good question. Usually if we say cab or taxi, we mean like an actual taxi cab. But more and more as they're replaced by Uber and Lyft, mm-hmm. I probably wouldn't even say cab anymore. I'd say, when's the last time you got a ride share? Or often we say, when's the last time you got an Uber? And then we are referring to any cab or taxi or Lyft or anything. What about you? How do you say it now?
Yeah, I do know people that call cabs all of those things, the yellow cabs in New York, the Lyfts and the Ubers. I have
and
heard
just
people
cab.
Call it that. But I think now it's like Kleenex. Kleenex is the brand name, but it's tissue, right? You need a tissue, it's a Kleenex. You need a ride, it's a Lyft. I say Lyft.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
Yeah, but I use both apps. So anyways, when's the last time you took a yellow cab? Usually they're yellow, not always.
Right? An actual yellow cab I was living in New York is the last time that I took an actual cab. But it's funny, I lived uptown. So anyone who's been to New York, it's mostly like yellow cabs downtown. And then uptown are like the black cars. We call them gypsy cabs, which I don't know if that's appropriate. But they're like often unmarked, but they are a cab company. Did you ever take one of those black cabs?
Yeah, I had a few friends that took that, but I was never cool enough to know how to order one. I was a
subway
girl.
They were just like on the street everywhere. Like the yellow cabs were downtown, and then uptown, it's like they're just like a black car and you just go get it. It's kind of crazy, actually.
Interesting. Yeah, no, I rarely.
But it's been a while. I have done.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I have done Uber and Lyft here wherever else I'm going. But it's been since I lived in New York that I just like jumped in a cab.
Yeah, I would only take cabs in New York when I had family in town, and I just didn't want to deal with taking them on the subway. I thought it was going to be kind of a disaster. So we would get a cab. Most of the time I was just in the subway.
We mostly took the subway too. One of the few times I got a cab was when I had a newborn. And I'm not taking this newborn on the like right after, you know, I had a cesarean section. So sometimes didn't have the option of getting on the subway.
100% coming back from the hospital. Oh my gosh.
Right?
No. Well, Aubrey, how does this tie into today's topic? What are we talking about today?
Yeah. So we're talking about the phrase, here you go, which we're going to share all the times we use this. And one of them is when you're in a cab, often when they pull up to where you've arrived, this is what they're going to say. They'll be like, here you go. And this means we've arrived where you need to be. So we're going to dive into all of the ways, all the, you know, the things that here you go could mean. This came up recently on an episode, right?
Okay. Yeah. And stay to the end to the episode to know which episode it was. We'll send you to that one as your next listening option after today's episode. But in the meantime, everyone, hit that follow button right now, right? So you don't miss a single episode of All Ears English.
Yes, let them just be dropped right into your queue so that they are ready for you. Hit follow on All Ears English.
All right. So coming back to here you go, right? There's a lot of scenarios where we might hear this, and we do have to get it right. There are nuances, right? For connection. Right. Yeah.
Tricky. Yeah. We talked recently about there you go, here you go. We use in some pretty specific scenarios. So we're going to talk about the three main ones today. First of all, of course, and the most common is when you're giving something to someone, like maybe a server sets down your food and says, here you go. It's just another way of saying, you know, I'm giving you what you asked for.
Here you go. And then a more formal way of saying that would be here you are. I feel like if you go to a fancy restaurant, they would swap in here you are. Here you are. I'm not sure why that's more fancy, but it just is for some reason.
And it's really strange. I could imagine you guys listening being confused if someone says here you are, because literally that would mean like here you are, you exist as a person. It really has nothing to do with giving someone something. So it's kind of strange.
It's very weird. So other things, maybe you hand something to someone and you say to them, here you go, right? More casual on the street or something. If they need something, they need a Kleenex, here you go.
Right. And it's interesting that in at least the culture in the United States, it would be sort of strange to hand something to someone without saying anything.
Yes.
Right. And I don't know what that's like elsewhere in the world as much, maybe similar, where like if you're going to hand something, we would always say something like, here you are, here you go. Here's, you know, this is the most common. Here you go.
Yeah, it's a good point. I wonder if other cultures that are more comfortable with silence, that would be okay just to hand something to someone. We're not very comfortable with silence here. So, but I'm not sure if that's the reason that we say that. I'm not sure, but we do have a role play, Aubrey. Shall we dive into it?
Yes, we're going to do a mini role play because often this is sort of just used as a response. So I'll start us.
Okay.
Did you happen to bring that costume that you borrowed?
Oh, yes. Here you go. All right.
Exactly. Right. So often it's like someone has asked you something and you're going to give it to them and just say, here you go.
Yes. And we have a bonus here, Aubrey. You said, did you happen to bring? You didn't say, did you bring? What would be the difference there in meaning? Just a little bonus for today. We can go into this another
bonus.
Day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We could maybe do a whole episode about this, but when we add happen to this way, it softens the bluntness of a request. It makes it okay if their answer is no. Like if you had forgotten to bring that costume, it's very easy for me to like, no problem. Did you happen to? It's like, oh, no big deal either way.
Yeah. It really becomes a lot less intrusive, a lot less direct, a lot friendlier, a lot lighter, doesn't it?
Right. If I say, did you bring that costume? It implies that I will be upset if you didn't.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And you know, maybe like your kid would say, did you bring the costume, mom? Right. But to a friend, if your friend was doing you a favor, you're more likely to add, did you happen to bring that costume?
Right. Especially if it really isn't a big deal. Like they're needing to return something. You don't need it right away.
Yeah.
This is perfect to add to make sure it's clear that no big deal if not. Yeah.
I love it. Okay. So when you're handing something to someone, that is one situation where we would see, here you go. But there's another one, Aubrey, that our listeners need to know.
Number two is what I was talking about, you know, taxi cabs, right? It's said when arriving. And just like you said, Lindsay, we would also say, here you are, here you go, here you are, or even here we are. Sometimes if someone is giving you a ride and they arrive at the destination, they might say, here you go. And that means like, we're here. You can get out.
I love that. Yeah. Here you go. So we're here. For example, here you go. 332 Sycamore Street.
Exactly.
My Lyft drivers aren't quite as enthusiastic as that, but you know.
I was a very enthusiastic Lyft driver. But yeah, you might hear this, right? And I could see it being confusing if you're not familiar with these phrases to, you know, they're not going to say, we have arrived, get out. No, they're going to say, here you go, or here we are.
Yeah. I mean, I think in certain regions or cities in the U.S., you'd be less likely to hear something than, or for example, at Columbus Circle in New York, probably the taxi cab just pulls over.
Yeah,
and
it could
stops
be.
And
doesn't
expects
say
you
anything.
To get out. Doesn't say anything. Like, don't expect it.
We're here. Maybe, so get out.
Exactly. Maybe in some small town where you're the only customer of the whole day and they're very excited to talk with you, you might hear that. So just don't expect
they're
to hear
more likely
it
to be
time.
Friendly for sure.
Yes. All right. Number three, Aubrey, what is the other thing where we hear this? Here you go.
Okay. This is this really fun chunk where we say, here you go. And then usually being something. Now, this implies you know someone well and that they're doing something typical, something that you would expect from them, right? Yeah. So for example, I might say to you, Lindsay, if you and I are playing tennis and you beat me, you know, you do really well, I might say, here you go, being the best tennis player I know again, right? So this is definitely something that you're going to use for people you know well. It wouldn't make any sense unless this is expected behavior.
Yeah, it feels very friendly, like close friends saying that you know what to expect from this person. It's also very high level, right? It's very natural. It's not basic at all, this use.
No, I agree. Yes. And it's very, like we said earlier, accessible, right? You guys can say this right away. It's very natural sounding and friendly. It's a great way to connect with someone. Yeah. You know, it's a little more awkward if I say, wow, Lindsay, you're just amazing at tennis.
And then
the compliment is sometimes a little, but this is like a playful compliment, right?
It's definitely playful, for sure. Yeah. And so this could be a great connection takeaway from today's episode. You know, once we get to the end, we'll see what the takeaway is. But I mean, this is one of the ways to connect. These cute little phrases that really are playful and are used with closer friends because you're showing that you know what to expect from them and you've seen this from them.
Yeah. And you might say it about someone else, right? If we have a friend that does something really thoughtful, I might say to you, oh, here she goes being so thoughtful.
Yeah.
And so this is a way of saying she's always thoughtful and here she's doing it again.
Exactly. All right. And then is there another way we might see this constructed?
Yeah, we will also see this with there as well, right? Just like with there you go, here you go when you're handing someone something, you'll also hear there you go being or there she goes being so thoughtful.
Right, exactly. So again, just saying that you're seeing the person do something or be some way and you expected that, right? Super high level. Love it.
What's the best time of day to get a deal? All day. With Jack in the Box's All Day Big Deal Meal, you get to choose from four entrees like the Supreme Croissant and five tasty sides, plus a drink starting at $5. So hurry in or take your time. You've got all day. At Jack, every bite's a big deal.
Okay, Aubrey, let's put it together in a role play here. So you are a Lyft driver. Okay.
Yeah. And you're getting a ride.
All right.
I'll start us out. Here you go, Times Square.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
That'll be $35.
Here you go. Keep the change.
Thanks. Have a great day.
Nice. Yeah. And it's funny because now we'll see this even coming out of style because now I think generally, well, you still use cash in cabs. I think you can at least, but mostly it's just a credit card swipe on the back of the seat right in front of you. In cabs.
Exactly, right? And you could even say, here you go. And if you're handing them a card to pay, but if it is the swipe in the back, there's not going to be an opportunity to do this. You're just swiping and paying. It's crazy how much less personal all of that is becoming.
It's true. Now, Aubrey, can we say here as well? What if we want to drop the you go and just say here? What is it? What does that change?
For a really good question. Here you go is definitely more friendly, more informal. Here feels a little more abrupt to me. If someone just says here and hands me something, I would almost be worried they're mad at me about something.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Here. Not always, but a lot of the time, it's a lot shorter, more abrupt, more direct. Maybe they are mad at you or here. Yeah.
Or in a hurry, right? If you like, maybe you're at work and someone hands you a file and just says here, they're probably in a hurry, right? They don't have time to even to say here you go.
Exactly. It's important. So here you go, here you are, and here are all options, but they do have different contexts, right? Just within these three variations. All right.
Now, here's something else to think about, Lindsay. Why didn't we use here you go being in this cab?
Here you go being. Well, when I was handing the money to
Either of us, right? Because we don't know each other. It's a Lyft driver and someone giving them a ride. You really have to know the person well to ever say, here, like if you said, here you go being such a good driver. You would have had to give me 100 rides and we're friends for that make any sense, right?
No, that would be really weird. Definitely.
Right. It implies familiarity.
Familiarity, you know the person, maybe you're close to them. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So very different uses here. Yeah.
Exactly. So we also want to share the episode that this came up on was 2321, where it was called There You Go, One Phrase for Confirming in English. Mm-hmm. And so be sure to scroll up. Make sure you don't miss that one. It's also a great episode.
Go check that out. And what's our takeaway for today? Where do we want to leave our listeners?
Yeah, well, native chunks like this really go a long ways to make you sound natural in English. But I love what you pointed out, that this is such a great connection skill to compliment someone in such a playful way, right? Someone just like, it's like where you elbow somebody playfully, here you go being so amazing at this. Then they're just going to be like, I know, right? I'm the best. And it's great instead of some awkward like, oh, no, you know, I don't know. Sometimes compliments can be awkward.
Right. Exactly. And it could even be maybe the person said something awkward, right? They said something awkward, but in an endearing way, you can, again, elbow that, like, here you go being silly, right? It's a joke.
Here you're just kind you go of, being the
you're
most
just
awkward
teasing
person
them.
Ever.
Maybe, totally. Maybe that you could pull that off. Well, it depends on their relationship, right? But yeah, maybe that's the very high level takeaway. If you want to use that specific construction at the, you know, B2, C1 level, we can do that and build connection quickly. Right.
Yes, absolutely. I love that. Just reserve it for people you know well. But even if you have a speaking partner and you've chatted several times, you're getting to know each other well, you could totally say, here you go using amazing vocabulary again. Because all you're saying is you've noticed them do it before, they're doing it again, right? It just has to be something you've observed in the past.
And it actually could make you closer to the person as well, right?
Totally.
Yeah. Love it. Okay, cool. So hopefully we'll see our listeners, our students in our courses start to use this in our open conversation club and our student-led conversation clubs, because those are cropping up now, Aubrey, right?
Yes, they're so fun, right? Students opening speaking practice all over the world. It's so fun to be part of the Allers English community. And I agree, we would love to see you guys there.
All right, sounds great. Well, guys, hit follow and we'll see you in the next episode. Aubrey, you have a good one.
All right. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.